radio stations of DoorCountyDailyNews.com. And I guess it's kind of hard to believe we're already up onto that time where it is open enrollment. And we're joined right now by somebody who knows a little bit about that, Tiffany Houston, the manager of patient financial services at Door County Medical Center. And Tiffany, first of all, welcome to the radio stations. And I guess, first of all, kind of good news for people, as complicated as this can be at sometimes, as far as the Medicare coverage itself, not a whole lot of changes, if any, compared to last year.
And thank you for having me. Yes, as far as the medical coverage for the different plans that are out there will be the same for our Door County residents.
Now, that hasn't changed that much. The workshops will be a little bit different because it is 2020 after all. COVID-19 kind of dictates how things kind of look and feel this year. If people want to get an appointment, and that's a key part of it, before, if people needed help, they could walk right in.
Right.
This year, they need appointments.
Yes, and that's to keep everyone safe. We want to make sure that we're doing our part as well in the community, that we're taking all the proper precautions as we're helping everyone there with enrollment questions, actually helping people to enroll, answering benefit questions, all of those there. We are located at the Cherry Point Mall, and we also have an office at the main site at the hospital here. And we ask that you give us a call. We also have that phone number is 920-746-3775. And you just give that number a call and we will definitely get you an appointment. We will be doing extended hours for those people who work those different shifts, so that way we're still making sure we're available for this service for our community. This is still a free service. We don't charge for any enrollments or any assistance in any way for that for our patients.
And how many people would come in last year to get assistance to help kind of make sure that they had all their T's and Q's and things like that crossed the way that they need to be?
That's a great question. So on average, we help at least 120 people in person. We also help people over the phone. Some people just have a simple website question that they're trying to click through something, not quite sure where to go next through the process. So we also help with those, and we don't necessarily track those questions there.
And open enrollment starts, or at least you're taking appointments from November 1st through December 15th. When can people start actually calling you or setting up these appointments?
We've actually already had people calling and scheduling. So right now we currently have over 20 appointments scheduled for the open enrollment period. And that period does open up November 1st through December 15th is when you have that chance to enroll in those different plans.
And when people come for those appointments, what do you want to make sure that they have with them when they come in so the process is easy for them and also for you as well?
That's a great question. So what we generally recommend is proof of income. That way we can help you calculate what your projected income is going to be for 2021. And the reason why we do that is there's the premium assistance that we can work through and make sure that the premium that you're paying is at the income level of where you're at. We've seen premiums range for monthly prices from $1 to $200. It really depends upon where you're at income-wise. So bringing proof of income, bringing your Social Security number with you because you'll need that to enroll. And then also what we really recommend is that if you've already created a login, that you bring that information with you because we will need to use that every time. If you don't have it or if you've forgotten it, it does take just a little bit more time to contact the Marketplace website and kind of reinstall that and get that all going because they do like it to be the same one every year.
I'm guessing that's might be the one that kind of trips people up most years is, oh, I didn't realize I had an account, or they forgot to bring in that password or something like that. Are there other issues that maybe creep up every year that you find yourself trying to wrestle with every year?
Yeah, definitely getting logged in, because if you only do it once a year to remember what your password is or which email that you used. And then the other is helping calculate the income. People have questions as far as what counts as income, what doesn't count as income. So we walk through those questions with you.
And once again, we're joined by Tiffany Houston, the manager of patient financial services at Door County Medical Center. You're able to find her office at the Cherry Point Mall, 1300 Egg Harbor Road, Suite 140 in Sturgeon Bay. And with everything going on, do you expect this year to maybe be a little bit busier than past years?
Well, I think that it'll be roughly the same, if not a tiny bit busier, because of people who may be entering the marketplace that hadn't before, who had insurance through their employer, that now their employer, that situation has changed. So now they're seeking other opportunities and what that looks like for them. So I would anticipate that it's going to be a little bit busier. And then with it spread out throughout the whole 45-day period, where before we were able to help a large portion of people kind of in a concentrated workshop area.
And then the, you know, the different marketplace plans, what are those plans again that people need to, you know, maybe double check on? And obviously throughout this process, even though there are different options, you're helping them kind of pick out the best option for them.
Yes, absolutely. So we help patients put together, the multiple companies that are going to be in the area are Children's Community Health Plan, which is a little deceiving because it's not just for children, for the name of it, Common Ground Healthcare, then Dean, or also known as Purveya, Molina, and then we have WPS. So those plans will be in the market. And then what we do is the marketplace itself is a great tool where you're able to connect who your primary care physician is, what prescription drugs you may take, different services that you currently use, put that information in the enrollment, and then it really tailors the plans to let you know what your total cost with that plan is going to be. So it goes over monthly premium and what your projected annual out-of-pocket is going to be with different services that you have. So you're able to really look and compare the different plans to say, oh, this plan is going to have better drug coverage, so I probably should go with this one versus one that has more rehab services or something to that nature. So you're able to pick what's going to be best for you as a person.
And that might be a good reason why people should come in if they do have those questions, because your group of counselors, they're certified application counselors. There might be things that, you know, you might not know that you're eligible for, or there might be a better plan for you because, hey, there might be people that just otherwise just rush through it and there could be more savings around the corner for them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the number one surprise that people see is that we look at all of your information there. And there's also dental plans available for you. So you, after you are able to enroll in the medical health plans, there's dental plans that they also are available through the marketplace.
So once again, if you are looking to get a little help enrolling with healthcare.gov this year, you can call Door County Medical Center at 746-3775. Appointment is required this year for those enrollment workshops, so make sure you do that. You can use the computers. Any other special things that you're doing to make sure people stay safe during these enrollment workshops?
Absolutely. We actually increased our size of a team that's going to be helping with these. So we now have 12 people who have been certified both state level and federal level to help enroll people for these different plans. And so we have that bench strength there to help with those increased people coming in. And then really, we're also following all the recommended guidelines of wearing masks, using sanitizer, and keeping all of the surfaces and everything clean between people.
So safe and easy, that's the way that we like it. Make sure you call 746-3775. Make your appointment, schedule, and get some help this year as you enroll with healthcare.gov with Door County Medical Center's certified application counselors. They're now taking appointments between November 1st and December 15th. Tiffany, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Radio stations of DoorCountyDailyNews.com.